Man, good morning, everybody. Everybody good? All right. Hey, before we open up with a word of prayer, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. Many of you may know, but one of our own, Miss Deborah Patterson, that comes out here on Sundays a good bit, she passed away this week. We definitely hate to hear that. She passed away from cancer. Back from what I understand, not many knew that she had that. She kind of kept that close. But our prayers are definitely with their family. And, man, I thought the world of her, the conversations that we had out here. I do want to let you know, you guys know how we do things out here. This is our church family, but we don't ever really pass around an offering plate. You're always welcome to give if something, you know, God lays on your heart. We're not out here for that. It takes money to do what we do, but God's blessed us to be able to handle that. But what I do want to do today, I'm going to put this box up here. What I understand, the family is having a difficult time raising the money for burial costs and everything. So if you have anything you want to give, no matter how big, how small, you give that, know that 100% we're going to make sure it goes to the family. Your church is going to chip in and help with that as much as we can. So anybody wants to do that later, this will be sitting up here. Know that that's what that's going for, okay? I want to open this in a word of prayer, and we're going to pray for that family as well. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Father, it's with a heavy heart, really, that we come to you and we think about a friend that we've lost. But God, I thank you for the hope that's found in Jesus. I thank you for her involvement here, just being able to come out here and God, just get to know her. And I just pray for her. I pray for that family, Father, that God, you would just be with them in their time of loss. Father, again, we just thank you for Miss Deborah, the life that she lived, and just getting to know her, getting to be a part of this family the short time that she was able to. Father, bless them, keep them, watch over them and all that they do in the days ahead. I pray that the money would come and, Father, that they would be able to celebrate the life of Miss Deborah. Father, for today, for those of us here, I pray that, God, as we read your word, Father, you would speak to hearts. I believe that every time we gather together, open your word, you have a reason and a purpose for that. It's not just for today. It's for really eternity. It's for our sake in that. And Father, just in our days ahead, that you'll continue to speak through your Holy Spirit words of wisdom from what we hear today. Not from me, but from you. And so on all these things, we pray that you'd be with us now. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Man, guys, we're continuing in the parables this morning. I want to read to you a story you've probably heard. It's in Luke chapter 16, starting at verse 19. It's the story of the rich man and Lazarus. It says there, Jesus is talking, he tells, there was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen who feasted sumptuously every day. I don't even really know what the word sumptuously means, but it means he was eating good, right? He had plenty, he had everything that he needed. And it said, and his gate laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. It says, more even dogs came over and licked his sores. The poor man died, and he was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. And the rich man also died, and he was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes, and he saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side, and he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that you in your lifetime received good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. Besides all this, between us, you, a great chasm has been fixed in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that they may warn them, lest they also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Pray with me real quick. Father, we just trust that this is your word, and we know that you have something to teach us from it this morning. And so, Father, it is my prayer, it's been my prayer leading up to this moment, that Holy Spirit, you would take control and speak even above my words, and that you would speak to hearts this morning. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to share with you a couple things I believe from this story this morning. I was thinking about this parable and what it teaches us. And one, I just want to tell you in a very real sense, and honestly, it's fitting for a day like today that we gather to talk about. But barring the Lord's return, okay, barring Him coming back and you seeing Him and all the things that comes with that in your lifetime, I want to tell you something this morning that's a little scary to think about, a little morbid to maybe even talk about, but I want you to know that all of us have an appointment with death. That day's coming. And I want to tell you, I was talking to one of my brothers this morning. I said, you know, we were talking that tomorrow's not promised. That's right. Right here, we were talking. It's not promised tomorrow. That was before I even heard the news about Miss Deborah, and I hated to hear that this morning. If you can tell, it's still on my mind. It's still on my heart. But everybody's got an appointment with that. I mean, that's what this story tells us, and it really doesn't matter your status in life. Doesn't matter if you're the rich man or if you're Lazarus in this story. You have an appointment with that day. The rich man and Lazarus had an appointment. In fact, the book of Hebrews tells us this, and just as it's appointed for a man to die once, after that comes the judgment. There will be a moment. There will be a moment when we stand before a holy God. We'll stand before Him, really, and really, I want you to know at that point, it's too late to make any kind of decision at that point. We'll stand before Him. Everything will be said. Everything will be done in our life. This story also tells us that there's two very real locations that could wind us up in. We're talking about an eternal sense. I believe what the Bible teaches is that when we leave this life, that's not everything that it's all about. It's not over. That our soul will continue on for eternity. And it says that there are two locations. In fact, it says Lazarus was at Abraham's side. We know that's heaven, right? We know Abraham was in heaven. And the rich man went to Hades. There's only two destinations. There's no in-between. There's no place that when you leave this life, there's no prayer that Pastor Keith can pray over you to get you somewhere else. There is no in-between. There is no waiting. It's heaven or it's hell, and it's very real. And once you're there, there's no change in the reservations. That's it. I want you to really think about that this morning with a heavy heart. I want you to think about the finality of that. There is no change. You can't go to a place where you stand before a holy God and say, wait a minute, I believe now. I understand. Now's the time to bow the knee for that. Now's the time to understand about the grace and the mercy of Jesus. He continues on, and really what we see here is that Lazarus, this poor man, really, that we could look at and say, man, in life's hand, he was dealt a cruel hand. This was the guy that laid at the rich man's table. The rich man, doesn't matter about his status, it says that he's in hell. And Lazarus lays at his table and just saying, man, if I could just catch the crumbs that fall, right? And he said he had sores and the dogs licked him and everything. I want you to look at me and I want you to take heart this morning and understand that no matter how much suffering is right now in your story, and some of you are suffering, I know that, and I sympathize with you, and I have compassion with that. I want to suffer with you in that. I want to walk alongside you with that. But I want you to understand that no matter the amount of suffering right now, and Lazarus, if he could give testimony to this and say, from this other side of this chasm, say, amen, I really believe this, that even the sores, even the waiting and longing to be filled, I want you to listen to this. 2 Corinthians tells us this in 4:17. It says, for this light momentary affliction is preparing you for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. I want you to understand this morning that if you're suffering in this life, take heart. Look at me this morning. It's momentary. I know it may seem like a lifetime right now. It may feel like, God, when's it going to stop? But in the grand scheme of things, in the eternal thing, it said it's momentary. And listen to this. It pales in comparison. I love this wording. It says, to the weight of the glory. The weight. In other words, this is it. I'm kind of a literal guy. And when I read this, I honestly get the picture of this, that one day, when I stand before God, when I've lived my life and I stand before Him, that one day there is going to be a glory that is so monumental, that is beyond comparison, it says, that it is so monumental that it is literally going to weigh me down. It's such a good glory. So when you go through this life and there is suffering, when you go through Amen. This life and, man, it is feeling like, man, I'd long to be filled with the crumbs from the table, or even maybe when we put ourselves in that position, going back last week of saying, I'd love to be in the pig slot like the prodigal son. I want you to just remember it's momentary. Try to put yourself in that mind. And when you're hurting, when you're sick, when you're not feeling good, our brother country this morning, I'm praying for you. I know I'm not feeling good, but he's out here this morning. Just remember, it's momentary, my friend, right? In comparison to the eternal weight, this weight of glory that's going to come down. The greatest thing about this story right here that I want to share with you this morning, I believe that God laid on my heart, is it doesn't matter what you are in this life. It matters whose you are. I want to tell you, everybody reads this story, and I mean, I don't know that there's one of us out here that wouldn't say, I'd rather be the rich guy in the fine linen eating the big feast. What did it say? Sumptuously. Eating great. Sitting at the big mansion. I'd sign up. I'd love that. That'd be nice. That'd be awesome. Right? Nobody wants to be the guy eating, you know, the crumbs from the table and having sores and having a dog lick, all that stuff. But listen, the story is this. The man who suffered here on earth is in heaven. The one who had it great, the one that lived life to the fullest, had everything, had the world by its tail, all that stuff, says he's in hell. Now, why is that? Really, I want to tell you, it's got nothing to do with rich or poor. Really, that's just a side note of the story. Yeah. He did treat him like a dog. I mean, here's the real deal, what the whole story's about, though. There was a man that really had humbled himself in life and gave himself to God. That was the poor man. It didn't matter what, really, that's just a side note. It's just a description. I want to tell you this morning that there's honestly two kind of people here this morning. I'm getting the privilege to share this, to share my heart with you. I want you to know there's two kind of people this morning. And it ain't rich or poor. Don't matter. Here's what it matters. Are you his or are you not? Here's my deal. Everybody look this way. I'm ugly. Deal with it. Look at me this morning, all right? I want to just tell you this. I believe this with all my heart, that when God created you in your mother's womb, when he knit you together in his mother's womb, I think about the little old lady sitting there knitting, right, when I think about that passage. Intricately wove you, created you to be who you are. When he looked at you, he said, oh, man, this is very good. This is the pinnacle of my creation. Created you who I want you to be. It doesn't matter rich or poor. Here's what it matters. At the end of the day, will you be able to lay your head down tonight and say, I know I'm his? If you can, he looks at you. He doesn't say rich or poor. He doesn't say this or that. He doesn't define you by your sin. He doesn't label you maybe how you've labeled yourself or how an enemy has labeled you. But he labels you as son or daughter. That's your identity in him this morning, if you know him. That's my prayer. When you reach a moment, like many that we know have, when you reach a moment where you've drawn your life's final breath, it's too late. If I could beg you to ever come to a place and just say, man, I'm going to bow my knee right now, because here's what the Word tells us, that at the name of Jesus, when you are in that moment, it says every knee will bow. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if your address is the White House or the outhouse. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how powerful you are, how rich you are, how poor you are. When you are standing before a holy God, that weight of glory is going to be on us to put us on our face. And we're going to just kneel before him. That's all we can do. But here's the great thing, man. You've got an opportunity to do that right now and say, I'm going to go and bend the knee right now and I'm going to be ready to meet you. And when I get up, you're going to say, man, son or daughter, come on home. That's what I want to hear. That's what I hope you hear. It's available today. It's based on Jesus dying on the cross in your place. A death you could not die. A wage that you could not pay. He paid it for you. And listen to this. Here's what the earthly thing says about that. Man, that's too good to be true. It really is. It is too good, but it is true. And really all it does is it causes you to come to a moment and understand this. Here's what I want you to know. Here's what you got to do to earn this. You ready? Because everything in life has a price. Here's what you got to do. Nothing. It's free. It's a gift. It's like when you hand somebody a gift, it's a gift that Jesus died in your place. Man, I want you to be ready when you meet that moment, if it's today, because it could be tomorrow, could be 100 years from now. Will you be ready? I just bow your heads and close your eyes with me just a minute. This morning, I'm not going to ask you to do anything except if you need to do business right there on that moment, if you need to to meet him for the first time, just come see me. Come see somebody else that you know and trust. It doesn't have to be me. Y'all talk. Pray. It's so simple. All you got to do is come to a place where you say, man, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin is what put Jesus on the cross. I believe that was payment enough, and I'm just confessing that sin and giving it to Him, and I want to be God's son or daughter. That's all you got to do. Come to that place, to the end of yourself. Like we talked about last week, the prodigal son. Come to the end of yourself and say, man, I'd do much better at my Father's house than this. Come to that place. Give your life to Him. If you already know Him, take comfort in that, that it's already paid for. When you stand before Him that moment, it's not going to be based on what you've done. Amen. It's going to be based on what Jesus did. Man, I'm grateful for that. I just want to pray God's blessing over you. If you need to talk to somebody, you do that today before you leave this place. Let today be the day of salvation, okay? Father, we just thank You for this day. It's with a heavy heart still, Father. I don't think it's coincidence in all of this, Father, that even still You've used Miss Deborah's life. And Father, just in this moment, thinking about a very real appointment that waits for us all. Father, it's with a heavy heart. I've been just burdened by that news all day today. And Father, I just pray for that family. I pray for those that are in the sound of my voice this morning, Father, that Your Holy Spirit has spoken. And Father, that each and every person here, that if we get the news tomorrow, if somebody comes and tells one of these dear friends that, hey, Keith died yesterday, there won't be no wondering. I'll be in a secure place with You. I'll be with You, not based on anything I've done. Father, based on what Jesus did for me. Father, that's my prayer for everybody, that we can all lay down tonight secure and safe in that, and knowing that our debt has been paid, not based on our status, not based on anything we've done or didn't do, but Father, based on just what Jesus did for us. And so thank You for that. Thank You for the ability for a sinner like me. God, I know my heart. I know how sinful I am. Thank You for somebody like me that can just hold my head up high and know that my identity is being a son of the King of all kings. Not based on anything I've done, but based on Jesus. That is grace and that is mercy, and I'm so thankful for that this morning. I pray that for everyone today, that God, they have that same feeling. I pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Guys.